The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the news show. It's the 25th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Twitter two-factor authentication. Yeah, it wasn't very good. But according to Twitter now, it's much improved. And you can finally use two-factor authentication without a phone number. Now, how you go about doing this? Well, you'll need an authenticator app or YubiKey, giving you that option of not requiring a phone number. We all know how important two-factor authentication is, especially nowadays. So it's best you go in and get it all set up for you if you are a Twitter user. From the website, just go into settings and then privacy, your account, security, two-factor authentication, and that should get you on track to a little bit better security. Well, from Twitter and security, we go to Facebook and... I don't even want to say it. Actually, this is more towards the employees of Facebook and employees' privacy. According to Business Insider, Facebook actually developed an internal mobile app, apparently between the years of 2015 and 2016. And it actually used facial recognition to identify coworkers. Basically, all you had to do was point the phone at someone to get their name and profile picture. And voila, there you go. Now, apparently, the version of the app could identify anyone on Facebook with enough data, at least according to Business Insider. However, though, according to Facebook, with a statement they issued through CNET, they said the app could only detect employees and friends who had facial recognition enabled. Now we're starting to see why Facebook's stance on facial recognition has slightly changed, haven't we? Nokia! Yeah, they still make phones. And if you're looking for a phone that has more lenses than it does buttons, boy, have they got the phone for you. Yep, get ready next month. Nokia's got a new phone coming. At least December 5th is what we're seeing for the date, according to their official Twitter account. And from what we can tell, yeah, there's a lot of camera features on this thing. From renderings we've seen, again, this may not be official, but from renderings we have seen, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 freaking cameras on the thing. Other than that, HMD Global, they haven't given any other hints about this phone. We could be seeing a refreshing of Nokia 9, or according to the folks over at Nokia Power User, there may be a Nokia 9.1 PureView coming, which would kind of make sense with as many lenses as we're seeing on the back of this thing. Again, if it is the real thing. All in all, I guess we only have to wait about 10 days to find out what Nokia's got up its sleeve, though my gut tells me right now it probably won't be the hot item for Christmas. Can't even remember the last time a Nokia was a hot item for Christmas. Can you? And finally, boy, I tell you what, if you're going to Japan, we have found the cheapest hotel in the world for you. How would you like to pay $1 a night to stay in a hotel? You're thinking, wow, this sounds great. What the hell's the catch? Oh, trust me, there's a catch. Yes, apparently the hotel at Ashi Ryokan, I hope the hell I'm saying that right. If I just offended any Japanese listeners out there, I am truly sorry. Regardless, they have an option now to pay 100 yen per night. That's about $1. The catch? Yeah, you gotta live stream yourself. Yeah, you heard that correctly. There's cameras in your room and you've gotta live stream yourself. Apparently, this is an old-fashioned Japanese hotel and they're looking for a new business model. That business model apparently looking for all the voyeurs out there. And perverts and who else knows. According to the staff of the hotel, they're saying that young people nowadays, they don't really care much about privacy. Okay, that's scary. So live streaming for them? It's okay. Now, there's not cameras in every room. No, there's no camera in the bathroom. At least that's what they say. And you are actually allowed to turn off the lights. Well, that's nice of them. Chances are, though, the cameras have got night vision. But hey, if you're on a shoestring budget heading to the east, now you got an option. Boy, this goes right back to the saying, only in Japan. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us at our official website for all of our podcasts, blogs, and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered, of course, by those folks over at TSO Host. If you need some great, reliable web hosting with fantastic customer support, give them a try today at tsohost.com. Find us, too, on Facebook at British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our Slack room and join us in our BTN community by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, all right? And thank you, as always, for listening.